Welcome back, everybody, to another phenomenal, superb, number one episode of the Be Better Podcast. Not only are we back up in the headquarters here in South Minneapolis, but my counterpart is right here.
I'm back, finally.
Yay!
Little hiatus.
Welcome back, it's Coach Gabby.
Welcome. How are you? Good. Pretty good.
Yeah?
How about yourself?
I keep busy. I just a billion things going on.
The fourth has all but flown by.
Which means
summer's like, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but summer's like gone.
It's pretty much over. Yeah. Just kiss it goodbye.
When do the kids start? They start after Labor Day, huh?
They do. They start after Labor Day. They go back to school.
They're probably back to school shopping already.
No, they're just like back to, they're like end of summer crazy right now.
Okay.
Like it's, they hate the nanny. Mm-hmm. It's like, ah, oh, Kelly's got to come over again. Wow. They hate the nanny. Grandma's here. You know, I'm leaving town. Jill's got to go to a wedding. It's just, I mean, it's all. And you were in a wedding 2 weeks ago.
It's like wedding summer because we've got both of Chris's siblings are getting married within 5 weeks of each other. One just got married 4 weeks ago now, pretty much.
Yeah.
In Iowa. And then his brother's getting married in Puerto Rico next weekend.
Oh, good times.
So it'll be a really quick trip. I'll be there for just a little over like 30 hours, but
we'll
make it work.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're not even going to adjust the time.
No. I mean, no. But it's like it's on Cleveland time.
There you go.
So we're on. It's not that bad.
So you're good there. So I haven't seen you race yet this year.
I raced, let's see, where was I? I was down in Florida in April.
Yep.
And then I raced in Wisconsin Dells in June. And then the plan was hopefully to do New York City. Timing wasn't great for it being so close to Nationals, but it also just got canceled. They also did some funny things with the pro field. They got rid of the prize purse for the professional athletes, but kept it for the amateurs. And I don't condone that at all. I feel professionals, that's their job. That's their livelihood. Give them the prize purse.
Why are amateurs racing for money? Why would they give them money? They give them other things.
Yeah, I was really conflicted about that last year when I won $1,500, which is a nice payday. And I'm an amateur and I got the check. It was really cool. Biggest check I've ever gotten. And afterwards, I just sat there and was like, shouldn't the rest of this go to the professionals? I mean, I'm doing this as an amateur. I shouldn't be getting paid for what I'm doing.
No.
But the professional should. So
I agree with you. I don't think that that's a right thing to do. It is, you know, and it's been the trend.
Yeah. And I get it. I think they're trying to get more amateurs involved in the sport since participation rates are kind of plateauing.
Yeah.
So they want to spark, you know, new talent. But I think that just takes away from the pro field. And if you don't have a pro field, you don't have a continuation of the sport.
Yeah, there's just an end date.
Yeah.
It's just like you only get to a certain point, there's a plateau and nothing comes from that. And it's not, I don't know that that grows the sport exponentially. I don't know that paying people to do it is the reason why people, like you're not growing the sport by paying the winners.
Mm-mm. I think that's maybe what they're trying to do.
Before the horse though.
Yeah.
You know, I think it doesn't seem like it's the right way to go on that one.
I didn't agree with it at all.
Well, that's
so. You know. It's I wasn't too bummed that it got canceled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know people that went. They, you know, they didn't get to ride. I heard I didn't get to ride my bike because Tri-Bike Transport turned around. Yep. They spent the weekend in New York City, which is expensive.
Fun, but expensive.
Yeah, if you're thinking about something else. So, lots of different stuff that happens there when you cancel a big race, and it's not an easy call. I mean, not saying that they made the wrong call.
Yeah,
they made the right call. Safety's always an issue. Safety's number one. But things that are happening, they're going to change from that race, that New York City race, is they're going to now change the way you swim against the tide. Mm-hmm. So the tide's going to be coming in. So you're actually going to swim against the tide as it floats up.
I wouldn't mind that because the swim was so dang fast. I mean, the professionals were swimming 12 to 13 minutes.
And this is coming from somebody who normally comes out of the water first anyway. So you don't mind that they make it harder.
Yeah.
Because then basically you're just shelling everybody out the back.
But it makes it a more fair race for the swimmers.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And yeah, going down, we used to make a joke that a can of Pringles could finish the swim in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's no longer going to be the case, which is probably pretty good. And that race has been iconic.
Yeah, it has. I worry about it in the future.
It's weird that they do their championship race like not as their last race. It's kind of like Daytona 500 type of thing.
Before last year, which was perfect timing, it was on the 7th.
Yeah.
It was like right after the 4th. It was great before Minneapolis. Worked great for my schedule. But this year they moved it, you know, with Minneapolis moving to the 13th. And mm-hmm. I think maybe Chicago is in there.
No, Chicago's the same. After? Chicago's the same date as the Maple Grove Triathlon.
Oh. Nope.
Shameless plug. August 24th.
Save the date.
www.maplegrovetri.com. Registration is still open. You can register now.
Mm-hmm.
Still today. For the Maple Grove Tri. But that's on the same date as the Chicago race.
Okay.
Same weekend. And I don't know why they don't make the Minneapolis race their big win.
Yeah, like, that was
weird. The championship.
It was weird. That was the first time I haven't raced that race in years this year.
I know.
But we had a family wedding out in Pennsylvania. And
missed you. It was a good race. You heard the results, right?
I'm happy for Kathy.
Oh, you're coming back.
Killed it.
I know. It was good. And from what I understand.
Did they change the course at all this year?
No.
No? Okay. No.
There was this so Kathy came in second. Third, and she ran down. But I heard Hannah kind of had some heat issues.
Mm-hmm.
So and she didn't finish.
Yeah.
So that's tough. The men's course, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of shakeup. Everybody kind of came in pretty close. It was fun to watch. You know, it's different. There was a much smaller that the elite field keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I don't know what I'm not sure what is going to be the next move on that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
It was fun. I was riding there and I was thinking about like the years gone past when like the expo was ginormous. Mm-hmm. It was covered into the ball fields there, you know, that helicopters flying over doing live coverage one year.
Yep.
Like NBC was doing live coverage. Like they don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And it's just, it's kind of just gone back. There was no VIP tent. There was mm-hmm. no air conditioned bathrooms for staff. I know now I'm getting a little prissy, right? But those are the things. Like, it went from like an unbelievably high level production mm-hmm. to more of a reasonable production.
Yeah.
And the thing that I saw this year was, have you seen their new finish arch or their new finish chute?
No.
It's three big letters that sit kind of like right in the middle of the street.
Hmm.
So it's TRI, and you finish either between the T and the R or the R and the I.
Okay.
It looks kind of cool, but yeah. It's like, but it, as you're coming
is
in,
it obnoxious?
Yeah. Because as you're coming in, I'm like, okay, where are you going to finish between the T and the R or between the R and the I? Because it's not like a clear shot.
Hmm.
And I give it to him for trying something different, being innovative. But I don't know that I was sold on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like a traditional arch. The cool new arches I like are on one side and then they go over almost like a traffic light.
Yeah.
Those are kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those can have something, but I don't know. I'm not kind of sold on it.
Yeah.
It's just small.
I never really pay too much attention.
Just go
straight through.
Go straight through. Grab the little ribbon.
Ice cold water.
Yep.
There we are.
Big fat check.
That's
go
what
home.
I really care about.
Forget the pros.
Yep.
Forget the pros. That's one reason. Another reason not to go pro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I guess if they're going to give amateurs all the money.
Exactly, if you think about it. I mean, but then there's still other races.
I still
races.
Don't believe in that, though.
No.
I have a hard time.
Yeah, and that's a whole other – that's another thing for another day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been quite the summer so far.
Yeah, it's been busy.
And so another some big things that have happened, not just in triathlon, but like in the things that surround triathlon. One of the biggest things that I saw recently that happened was Delta Airlines dropping the charge mm-hmm. for flying your bike.
Yep.
That's huge.
Huge.
Now, so I actually bought a bike that was that I could travel with mm-hmm. like as normal, as a break apart bike, S&S coupler. So I've not paid bike travel for a long time. My question is here on this is how does this affect tri-bike transport?
I don't know. I think they're going to probably take a hit. I mean, I personally love tri-bike transport. I think it's super convenient. I've used it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. You show up at the race, you pick your bike up, it's built.
Yep.
It's great. It's marvelous. But I like having that peace of mind of flying with my own bike.
Mm-hmm.
Even though every time I go to the airport, I have a Sycon bike case and it's like a tank. I mean, it's huge. It's the size of me pretty much height wise, you know, weighs close to 100 pounds when I pack everything in there. But it's nice to have it, you know, peace of mind. You can land, open it up, bikes there. Great. You got to put it together, which can be a pain, but you know,
it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. But from a financial standpoint, now if that becomes
way better.
Now it's not
instead
a limiter
of like $300 round trip, it'll be
because Tri-Bike's still not cheap.
No, I mean a lot of the times you're paying over $300 for it.
Yeah,
I mean when we did New York City last year, I tried it for the first time and it was over $300.
Yeah.
So it was pretty much, I mean, granted, you are paying them to assemble it too, which is nice.
It is nice.
But, I mean, it's, in the end, it was still cheaper to fly with my bike.
Yeah. So I think people, like, when they think about, like, it's not just the flying with your bike. It's not just getting it through the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It's now on the other side.
Yeah.
So you think about rental vehicles or even just getting a Lyft or an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to put a bike box into a Lyft or Uber can be cumbersome, difficult, if not impossible.
Made that mistake before, showing up to, like, a training camp and oops. I did not select the Uber XL. I am trying to put this into a Prius.
Yes, not going to happen.
This isn't going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Waste of your time.
Got to call another one.
Yep.
So, that would be something that if with Tri-Bike Transport, you don't have to worry about because it's much more compact, especially going to a big city where, you know, a rental car can be just as much, if not more. Like you trying to rent a car in New York City, that's going to be – I don't even know why anybody would – rent a car in New York City. Did you really?
It was atrocious.
Why?
Where'd
you fly into, first of all?
Did we do...
Don't say LaGuardia.
We did LaGuardia on the way out, and then, what is it, Newark on the way back?
Newark?
Not Newark. What's the other one?
It's a JFK.
JFK.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. I mean, there's no great, super, superb airport, but, like, you rented a car.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you park?
In the hotel.
Oh, my goodness.
It was quite expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. So my aunt and uncle live in Manhattan, and they have for years.
They probably don't even have a car.
They don't own a car.
Yeah.
No, they don't own a car.
I would Uber or just get a driving service whenever I needed.
Yeah.
That'd be cheaper.
They owned a car once. So I worked there in the summer that I was kicked out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Sidebar story for another time.
Sure.
When I was and they stored their old Buick in a on a boat in the river, and it costs more for them to store their car a month than it costs me to pay my rent and my food at college a month. That's the difference. Like I'm like, how do you do that? And they just had an old junky car. My cousin never learned to drive.
Yikes!
And so, like, for you to actually rent a car in New York, that's crazy.
Yeah, bless my dad's heart. He drove.
Oh.
I think he felt like he never wanted to drive. Again,
no.
After the drive from the airport into the town.
I took a Lyft from LaGuardia. So I was coaching at Warner University a couple weeks back on Staten Island. I took a Lyft, like an afternoon Lyft from LaGuardia to Staten Island. $105. It took me like an hour and 45 minutes.
To go how many miles?
Oh, maybe 20.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was terrible. I've never been car sick, and I've started to feel car sick.
Yeah.
Probably because of the 75 different air fresheners that were hanging in this guy's car.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then, like, it's a stop and go. And I'm like,
look out.
Yeah, it was terrible. No.
Yep.
And then I'm looking at him like going, oh, my goodness, it's going to be that much. And that's just how much life costs there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not why I didn't fly into Newark for that. I should have. Because that was actually closer, but trying to get time-wise, there wasn't the same flights in New York.
Yeah.
A little more expensive. So, anyways.
I like visiting there. I could never live in a big, big, big city like that. Even Chicago is pretty rough.
Yeah. I mean, it's Chicago traffic is just atrocious.
Yeah.
Because everybody owns a car in Chicago.
Yep.
And no matter what time it is, you can't drive through.
No.
But New York, it's like the rarity. Definitely the rarity. And but it's a nice city to live in.
Yeah.
You have to be able to get out into the country every once in a while.
Yeah.
We had a house up in the upstate, up by, where were we? We were up by Golden's Bridge, up by Quinnipiac.
It's really pretty.
Oh, it's rolling beautiful.
My dad had family up in like the Albany area. It was really nice.
All the aquifers were up there. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't swim or boat in them because that was the water that went directly into the city.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the boundary waters almost.
Nice.
Super nice. Except for the ticks. The ticks were terrible. And funny story that, so we had our house up there, and my aunt and uncle were friends with this couple, Jeff and Em, and their Emily's sister was married to Matthew Broderick.
Really?
Yeah. And So when I was there that summer, I got to meet him.
Was he nice?
He was super, super kind. So we went and saw him in a play called The Subject Was Roses.
Okay.
And it was him, another lady, and then John Delaney, the dad from Frasier.
Oh.
So he played the dad. And it was about a kid who comes home and he comes home from war, and he has like a conflict with his father. And it's about something about about the relationship with the mom.
Huh.
Something that happens to the mom. And he was like, so we went and saw the show, amazing show. And then afterwards we met up with him at a little cafe, and he was just like the kindest guy. But at that point in time, you know, he was not like, you know, big.
Yeah.
You know, he was not big at all. 'Cause you know, he wasn't McDreamy.
Yeah. Pre-stardom.
It was. And it was, he was called Delivery Boy or something. Or he was in a couple like really like odd non.
Remember, I'm a '90s baby.
Yeah, yeah. So he was in some non John Hughes movies that you never would see.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like super, super, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of one of those little things that summer kind of brought around. That was the summer of, what was it? That was the summer of '91.
I wasn't even born.
You
yet.
Weren't even born, and I was already drinking on a fake ID in New York City.
Great.
Just terrible.
Living the dream.
Oh, that's just, now that makes me feel really old. I wasn't even born yet. Oh, that's
just an idea.
That's just, you were just a fun weekend that your parents were planning.
Yep. A little blip.
Yep. Your parents went and got like a triple A map card that said this is where they're going to go.
Yep. I don't even want to think about it.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't either. So, all right. So we're halfway through the summer. Let's just say we're halfway through the summer.
Yeah.
What do we have left on the calendar for you?
I've got nationals coming up, which is like right around the corner.
Yeah.
2 weekends. So.
And you got a sneak peek because you got to listen to my.
I did.
Yep, I know. So, so I'll be at nationals. I work the bike course. I'm the bike course marshal there with my
friend. I'm hoping no sewage in the water. That'd be really nice. Not to chew on the water before.
Yeah, there shouldn't be. But you got to hear some of the behind the scenes info.
Yeah.
You got the super, super dirt the skinny. Scoop. So not that you need any advantages anyways, but, some of the cool things. So you saw that swim course is going to be pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Bike course is pretty much the same, but new run courses here,
which is great. 'Cause we had so many little loop-de-loops last year that I think this will be a lot nicer.
Yeah. You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. It's been a rough kind of not a rough year, but a rocky year, which, you know, growth.
Yeah.
Growth is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's made me grow. So it's been a rough year. And, you know, with all the family and wedding stuff going on this summer, haven't raced too much with family weddings and just.
Yeah.
It's been weird. So it'll be good to get racing again because it'll be nationals. And then pretty much, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks later, we head over to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be racing in Switzerland and then in Nice. So.
So Worlds is in Switzerland.
Yep.
And then Nice, you're going to do the 70.3
Worlds. 70.3 Worlds, yep. So we're going to drive. So that'll be pretty. It's like a 6-hour drive from.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Better
Leanda
choice than.
Convinced me to do that.
Yeah. Much better choice than driving in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Much better choice. Leanda told you that. What does she know? A name dropper. Who's that? Oh, well, you know, Burt Reynolds always tells me I drop too many names.
What's that dumb arrow? That's just the name I dropped.
Exactly. So that's exciting because there is kind of that good timeline. And did you hear that Nationals is going to go back to Milwaukee in 2020?
Which I hadn't heard until you told me earlier, and I think that's the best decision they've ever made.
Like, oh yeah,
that's been my favorite course. Like, perfect venue. It had really great attendance.
Yep.
I love Milwaukee in general. I think it's a great city.
Good centralized location.
Yep.
Protected harbor on the big lake.
Water's great.
Very
so
nice.
I think it's smart.
Very nice. Yeah, and close to us.
Yeah.
So at least they're, you know, considering us on this thing.
We're driving to Cleveland though, like we did last year. We make a little road trip out of it. Chris insists.
Yes, of course. Now you guys went to Canada to get there? To get to Cleveland? Did you go the north route?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just went the right. Okay. So that's good. When you go to Nationals, do you feel like you are racing with a target on your back now?
I try not to think about it that way, because I honestly, like, that's I've struggled with anxiety a bit this year, and that was probably a pretty large piece of it. I didn't really realize it a lot of the year, but then I think once I really sat down and thought about it, that was like the piece of my anxiety, feeling like I needed to win again, and that's the end all be all, like I just have to do it. But yeah. In the end, like, you can't think that way, because every race is different. This isn't the last, I don't need to target this as the last race, you know, of the year. I've got two world championships to look forward to afterwards.
Yeah.
So honestly, I'm just going into it with an open mind. You know, I've been struggling with some sleep issues as well. So training's been all right. I think it's doing pretty well this week. There's been signs of a lot of good fitness. So we'll see.
Good.
We'll see what's in the bag. I'm going to go in with an open mind.
Does it make it, since you do have two world championships after this, does that make nationals a B race for you then?
More so, yeah. Because, you know, we'll taper pretty well for it, but we're pretty high volume at the moment, trying to get ready for a 70.3 world championship as well.
Yeah.
With some pretty good climbing, actually, in both races. So we're doing a lot of work. So I won't be, I don't think, ready and kicking like I will be for worlds. I'll be sharp for worlds, but I'll still be... You know, you get race day magic,
Absolutely.
You know, so I'll still feel good for nationals.
With 70.3 worlds, you brought that it's going to be hilly, especially with the Nice.
Yeah, there's a pretty big climb on the bike course, I think about midway through. Yeah. So
have you had any thoughts of riding a road bike on that?
No, my tri bike is light enough where I'm really comfortable climbing on it.
Okay.
Balzers helped me fit it really well, so it's comfortable. And a couple of the world championship course in Chattanooga was quite hilly too.
Yeah.
We had a really healthy climb there.
Yep.
So I'm comfortable climbing on it, and I think I'm still faster on my TT bike climbing through there. But I'm sure some people will definitely ride a road bike.
Yeah.
If they're more comfortable on it.
And that's always been a conversation.
Absolutely.
It's not only the going up, but also the going down.
Yep, the descending.
Being able to descend on a road bike. And if I think the one course or the one map that I saw was, I think it was just basically pretty much up and down. Because I know the Ironman Nice course is very mountainous.
Yes.
And so that is definitely, for that one, I would recommend a road bike on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly just for the continuous climbing and the seat angle and the hip angle, that would be more advantageous to power transfer for a normal rider.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, if you're really comfortable on your tri bike, you're still going to be faster on it, but you have to make sure you're really comfortable and test it out. So
absolutely. Now, what are you riding these days?
I still have, I call him Big Red.
Okay.
He's still with me. He's really dirty right now. He needs a bath, but he's a Cervelo P5.
Okay.
So I like him.
Yeah. No reason to change.
No, not for right now.
No. Are you riding discs or is that caliper brakes on that one?
Caliper brakes at the moment still.
Okay. What's your thoughts on the disc brake movement?
I mean, all the guys on the tour are doing it.
I know. I've seen that movement.
Peer pressure.
Now, I think for amateurs, it definitely becomes one less thing to worry about.
Yeah.
The braking capability is a little bit more consistent, especially in wet
if
conditions.
If you need to emergency stop, it's a lot safer.
Yep. No superheating of the brake rims.
Yeah. Yep.
That's also a big piece.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is you got to change everything over.
Yeah, so it's expensive, and, you know, a lot of people in it aren't willing to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to do that right now either.
No. And
so we're going to wait.
It would be easier if you could
just hop to a bike that already had it.
Yeah.
Once I do move on, that's likely what I'll do. I'll pick a bike with disc brakes. But.
Yeah, and then you got to sell everything else.
Yeah. I actually sold my last, it was my very first tri bike. It was a little black and pink Quintanaroo.
Hmm.
Sold it on eBay.
Oh.
Made great money.
Really?
Someone paid $850 for it, and it was like 5 years old, dusty, but there was a guy out in Vegas who wanted to buy it for his girlfriend. He was surprising her.
Good times.
Yeah. It went to good cause.
Did you have a name for it?
That one I didn't get too attached to. I just called her Rue. That was it.
Just there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Big Red definitely has a personality.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long have you had Big Red for?
Let's see here. Almost 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's good to settle into a bike like that. I think sometimes when you get to that fit, you just...
You're happy on it.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot... You have to have a pretty convincing reason to move away from it.
Yeah.
It's just... It's not that... It's
the only thing with Big Red is he's really hard to take apart.
Yeesh.
He's not super user friendly.
Yeah.
A lot of pieces to unscrew and
it's like put Grumpy back Cat. Together.
Yeah.
That's so true because some especially in the cockpit area there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on
to do something there.
A lot of baggies, a lot of screws, a lot of yeah.
That's not good.
Don't lose a part.
No.
I've lost a screw before and been like, oh no.
And then you gotta try and hunt one down.
Ace Hardware store.
Yeah, in Lucerne.
Yeah. That's not gonna work
nope,
very well.
Not gonna happen. Not yep. gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well it's been a long time since I've been on a tri bike on my tri bike, mm-hmm. on the White Knight. That's yep. a P3 carbon.
Yeah.
When they first came out.
That's great.
But same thing. It's completely fit for me. Mm-hmm. Balzer fit me on it. And then I actually went out and did some work in the MIT wind tunnel with it too.
Cool.
And so it's like there's no reason to change it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little older. I should probably change the brake cables and stuff from orange to red.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of all the old Optum stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Change it over to Final K.
Black and red.
Yeah. That would be the right color to go. Mm-hmm. That'd be the right color to go. Yeah, so you know, it was funny that we came into this whole episode with like zero to talk about.
I know, just kind of let it flow.
I know. So
sometimes you need those.
Well, you know,
everyone needs to catch up on what's really going on in my life.
It's the real thing. It's the real things.
It's the real things.
It is. So do we have? Because we're gonna get back to you because it's all about you.
Oh.
Do we have a date? Is there a date set?
Oh, for our wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10/10/2020. We decided to give this number one, Chris picked the date.
No way. Yeah. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
The fact that it's 10/10/2020.
We wanted October of 2020, but also Chris's reasoning was like, it's on Kona. We have to do it on 10/10/2020.
Oh my goodness.
So he's like, he already has, there's this wedding getting ready room and he's like, there's a big screen TV. We can live stream Kona while we're getting ready.
Oh, like, my okay. God. Yeah, because that's what you're going to be thinking about. Does he understand that this is like, not Chris, what's going to be going through your head?
Yeah.
Like, but, this is not what's going to be going through your head at
yeah,
all.
I guarantee there's going to be a TV somewhere the venue that will be live streaming it. But
exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be like in a behind the altar.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or he'll have an earpiece.
Yep.
You hear like... Do you, Chris? Go, Sebby! What? Huh? Who? Huh? What? Oh, yep. Sorry. Yes. I meant yes, Gabby.
Yep.
That's what I meant.
Yep. Rhymes with Sebby, kind of.
Oh, it does. That's what I was trying to. It was a good follow-up. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So is it going to be in Kona or where are you guys?
No, it'll be, we thought about Hawaii for a while, but it's actually in Winter Park, Colorado. Chris grew up going there every year with his parents.
Gotcha.
So they have a favorite spot that they like to hike. It's Devil's Thumb Peak.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Devil's Thumb Ranch right off the peak.
Okay.
So that's where it's at.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Is it going to be big? Like a lot of people?
No, we want it smaller. I think it'll be anywhere from like 75, max 125 people.
Okay.
Because we'll get a drop off since, you know, it's a little destination.
Yeah. Will you do something then come back and have like a reception here, like an open house here at
no,
all?
No, I think we'll just do the big celebration out there. We'll have like a few small, like the couple shower will be here. So hopefully we can get a lot of the family out for that.
Oh, that'll be good.
So that's kind of what we'll do. But most of our close family and close friends they'll make it. So that's all we care about.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Anybody on the guest list I know?
We're still working on the guest list.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm sure, as you know, it's kind of an ever-changing process.
Mm-hmm. Who's going, who's not.
Who's going, who's not.
Not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a fine line to yes, you can, and no, you can't.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, and we will invite quite a few people, but we do know that, you know, quite a few won't make it. So, we'll invite a lot more than we'll attend.
That's good.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
It'll be good times.
It's been fun planning.
It'll be good times. And then it won't interfere with any of your races. And
yeah, it's a good time of year. Chris and I, that's like our favorite season is fall. So that's why we chose it.
Mm-hmm.
And we should still get some pretty colors up there at that time. Should. We'll be on the end of their peak colors. Their
you
peak
could even foliage, maybe see snow.
I know. I've seen a couple pictures in October with snow, so we'll see.
They were skiing in Colorado on July 4th this year.
My dad hopes that there will be snow.
That would be super cool.
Yeah. My dad plans to retire after my wedding, so.
Really?
Yep.
What does your dad do?
He works, he's a plant manager over at Water Gremlin.
Okay.
It was my grandpa's company. Some other company bought it, and yeah.
Okay.
He's ready to.
He's ready to hang it up?
Yep.
What's your dad going to do when he retires?
Full-time yard putterer.
Oh my goodness. He's going to be that guy.
Yep.
Old man snipping at the weeds, mm-hmm. pulling, yelling at bunnies and things.
Yep.
Oh, the life.
Bunnies and chipmunks.
Oh, the life.
Yep. Full-time dog parent. They'll love it.
That's what everybody grows up to want to do.
Yep.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Are they going to travel at all?
Yeah, they want to travel. They actually have, it's a bus, and they want to do some, like, fun road trips out to, like, you know, Colorado again, and maybe do some national parks with it.
That'd
be fun. Do some camping.
Get a big RV and see the world.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something.
Yeah.
I've often thought about that. Like,
yeah.
You know, what happens when the kids grow up and go to college? Do we just, you know, do we sell the house here and get an RV mm-hmm. and tour the world?
Why not?
I don't know. How long do you think you could spend in the same vehicle with Chris?
Oh, boy.
I guess it has a little breakout sessions.
A little breakout sessions after a while. I've done a couple road trips with him. The longest was down to Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
There were only three times where I wanted to strangle him.
Well, that's better than five.
Yep.
It's better than five. It is the true test
it's
of a relationship.
It's the backseat driving that really gets me.
Oh, I hate that.
Yep.
Yeah, I get that. I get that here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll pick Jill up from work.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll drive home, and she's like, she's like, here's your exit. And I'm like, it's Diamond Lake off of 35. And I'm like, oh, my. Thank you, because mm-hmm. I am not sure I could have found
my
way home. I almost did not find my way home.
But the sad thing is that I'm directionally challenged, and no one would put it past me to go past the exit.
Oh,
so I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are some times when I space it out as well.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all – and, it, and
it
you know
happens.
What? It's – I would rather have somebody say that than not.
Yeah.
But there is like – it does get to be too much sometimes, doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
You just kind of have to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's amazing that our time has flown by, and we should probably wrap it up because we got some other things to do today.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm announcing the finish line at the Torchlight 5K.
We toasty.
I'm gonna have one of those little spray bottles.
Don't wear a white or gray shirt.
A white or gray shirt? Why not gray?
Pit stains.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking
permanent.
Like a technical shirt. Yeah, no. I don't want to wear a black shirt either.
Oh,
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I mean, nobody really sees somebody that like at a ginormous 5K, no one sees you at the finish line.
Well.
The front is fun because,
yeah.
You know, we were there with DJ and he was like, you know, like doing the, you know, mixed music and he's like.
But everyone's stressed out at the start.
Yes.
And then you get to the finish line and people are like, yeah, let's have a beer. Let's go chill. I just finished. Life's great. So you
but
can have
at,
an argument.
But it's at Boom Island this year is where they're finishing. So they're starting at the convention center and they're ending at Boom Island. So
This is new, right?
This is like the Dunder Mifflin 5K to help. Fight rabies vaccinations or whatever that one was. So yeah, you have to run the 5K point to point and then you have to bus it back.
Oh, you got to bus.
Yeah. So they're bussing people back, but like who's going to hang out on Boom Island? So it's basically going to be me hanging out like, you know, up in Northeast Minneapolis.
Bummer.
I'll stop at Psycho Susie's maybe,
never
you know,
been there.
Go to Jaro's. You never been to Psycho Susie's?
Uh-uh.
They've got the big Ferris wheel.
I don't get
wheel.
In these parts much. Remember, I live up
you
in
live
the-
in You live in a very protected, sheltered neighborhood, I understand. You live in a private villa that has security guards that doesn't let yahoos like myself
security
in.
Security guard named Zoe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the Psycho Susie's is a fun place. They have a big
cool.
Ferris wheel, and they have it's like an 80s country club and a lot of pink.
Hmm.
And they're right across the street from Tony Jaro's.
Okay.
That's Tony Jaro's was one of the original Minnesota Lakers basketball players.
Interesting.
Remember the New York Lakers or the LA Lakers started here.
Yeah.
They originated here. So he was one of the originals and he has a little bar up there and they sell a thing called a greenie, which is something that I grew up drinking as a
I give my dog some greenies.
No, no, it's like lime Kool-Aid. Ooh. with like lime vodka and the like.
Sounds like a hangover waiting to happen.
Oh no, they're so good.
Oh boy.
But you should only have one. Yeah. More than two, you get a little bit more too much sugar.
Yeah.
And so that would always be this, and that would always be the start of our kind of bar crawl. We would start at Tony Jaro's, go to the Poets Palace, and then you'd go to Gabby's and all those.
Oh.
There was a place called Gabby's. It was a terrible place.
Oh, it was just like me.
It was. No, so it was yeah, so that was a terrible place. It was so dirty and grungy. Ugh. Not like you. You're
one could argue.
You're a bastion of sunshine right here. What are you talking about? Whatever.
Yeah.
You're lucky it's radio.
Yeah.
No one sees you. Call you out for your lies. No, so that was kind of there. So if you maybe get up there afterwards, but I highly doubt it because it'll be late and I got a lot of stuff I got to do tomorrow too. So, well, Gabby, thanks for coming over.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking.
It's been a
while. I think we'll probably end up, we'll do maybe a wrap up after Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
And then do like.
We're getting ready for Kona preview.
I know.
Soon.
You know what I think we should do?
11 weeks.
Exactly. Kona's going to be coming around. What I'd love to do, we have a lot of cool guests on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if people who listen to our show would email us and give us ideas of
questions, comments. What do you want to hear?
Exactly. Give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to hear? Are there questions you have about that we don't answer? Topics we should address. People we should talk to.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to have all that stuff. Cause like, even like Richie Crowley that we talked to last time, he's, you know, out riding across the United States right now, raising money and is it for a charitable thing.
Yeah.
You know, and we still, I think we need to talk to Chris Balzer is going to definitely be on the bandwagon.
I still don't know why he hasn't been interviewed yet, but he's a hard man to get a hold of.
He is a hard man. And we almost nailed him down, but then things kind of went sideways, but we've had some really cool guests.
You could say that again.
I know. I mean, think of some of the people. Who's been your favorite guest so far? You?
Just kidding.
Who's been your favorite guest that we talked to so far?
Oh, there's been some good interviews.
Do, 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 do.
Well, there was some. Nicole was our most
popular. She's been
popular.
Yes, she's been our
interview.
Most.
I really enjoyed, you know, visualizing her sitting in a convertible, eating a sandwich, drinking a lemonade.
Yes, that is exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's pretty much what it is. Actually, I just got a text message for she's flying in on Friday. She's like, hey, are you free? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. But she has been our most listened
to episode.
She's our
most popular.
Kevin O'Connor is our second most popular.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That was a very epic conversation with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby McGee was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do like Mr. Dia. Dia was on here.
Dia was good times. Ian Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Ian was
who coached Zac Efron.
Yep. Do you still kind of go?
Only a little. Although after watching him in the. What is it called? It's the Netflix movie where he plays Ted Bundy. Like, most extraordinary vile or something.
Yeah.
Watched it. It's really creepy. But
it is. It's really bad.
Yep.
And Zac Efron, interesting story that he's actually, he's been dry for a number of years.
I think that's pretty cool.
Quit drinking a long time ago. And mm-hmm. that's kind of helped his career and. Mm-hmm. I think it's helped him as an individual, too.
Probably helps his abs.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Yep.
You know, there's the other ones that we had a lot of other ones, but I think those have been some of my, I think some great ones. Some of the real good ones. I remember that I liked sitting down with Melissa Stockwell and Chula
Vista.
Did
you know I swam with her?
Did you really?
Growing up, she swam at Twin Cities Swim Team under Coach Jim Anderson.
What?
If you ask her about it.
I will.
I don't know if she'd remember me, but I remember her.
I'll see her.
But we swam together.
I'll see her in the first week of September. I'll be out in Colorado Springs at the at a para camp.
Very cool.
Because
I remember I swam with her for a couple years, and then she moved out there, and then I never really saw her again.
That's crazy. But she's much older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was like it was just a age group. Masters swim team, and I swam with her.
That's cool. I'll have to ask her about that.
Another name drop. Just fell on the floor.
Oh, whoa, that's on the floor. You're just dropping names all over the place. Yep. She was a fun one. She's definitely very, very special and interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Gabby, had enough?
Yep.
We should wrap this thing up. So
you gotta eat this cookie.
Oh, you got good. Darn you. And I didn't bring you up a water. I'm like, hey, you want something? You
I'm
said,
parched.
Yeah, I know. We gotta get you a big glass of milk.
Yep.
All right. Well, Gabby, thanks for coming up. Everybody, thank you for just another fun time here in the Be Better podcast. We really look forward to having you be out here again. We look forward to your feedback. I suppose if we're going to ask for feedback, we should probably give a way to give it to. I'll have you just email me. To contact me directly, it's Chris, K-R-I-S, at Final K, F-I-N-A-L.K. At finalk.com.
Yep.
So there we are. So we get that. Otherwise, you can just put it in the comments below and into iTunes. You can, when you see posted on social media, either at Instagram or in Facebook, you can definitely reach us out there. But we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your feedback. We'd love to get your suggestions, comments. And as long as they're all good, anything negative, you could just keep to yourself. I don't need to hear that all day
happy
long.
Comments.
Yeah, happy.
No trolls.
No trolls, please. So until next time, Gabby, good luck. Have a good next couple weeks.
And, yeah, thank you.
We'll see you on the other side of Nationals.
Flip side.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Take care.
See you. Bye, guys.